Dan and then Len?
You also don't know what your drug target is. I mean, it could possibly be that you're targeting the vascular endothelium. By withdrawing hormones, you're causing a regression of capillary endothelial cells, then causing hypoxic cell death. It may not be only a prostate cancer effect that's going on with intermittent therapy. It also could potentially be a vascular effect as well.
Mario? We actually did a study in men with rising PSA, either androgen homo-naive or androgen independent. That was published in Urology about 3 years ago. And we found very little benefit in the hormone-naive patients. And that was with the Eli Lilly dual 5-alpha reductase inhibitor. And it showed, interestingly, that about 25% of patients with androgen-independent disease had a PSA decline. And when we mapped it out, the hormone effect, we found that it was a significant increase in estradiol level compared to the baseline.
So what do you think is going on?
Not enough to result in a testosterone reduction in homo-naive, but maybe it's a sort of an aberrant response to a functionally altered, molecularly altered androgen receptor, which is functionally active in the androgen-independent patients, such as like a PC-SPAS response that we see later on, which was interesting.
Lennon, I'm sorry.
If you believe in translational research leading to clinical trials, the data for dutasteride shows that you get apoptosis induced in radical prostatectomy specimens. You also show that you have higher levels of type 1 5-alpha reductase in prostate cancer. It appears to be upregulated in most cases of prostate cancer. So when you have a dual inhibitor, you're more likely to have a clinical effect. And I think that we can't ignore the data that's out there from PCPT that there is something going on. And we've been somewhat critical in the field of certain groups of people in this country that throw the kitchen sink at their patients, including a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, an LHRH analog, and an anti-androgen. But there may be some rationale to it. The problem is we have to really study it. So I think we shouldn't throw it away. But we need to remember that there may be other agents out there we don't need to develop, but we just need to explore the existing ones that we have to see if they truly have an anti-cancer effect.